This is a 27-year-old right-hand dominant male who alleges he was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Appeared he was in the left rear passenger seat belted when he reports another car sideswiped him from the right. Appeared no airbags deployed. He was taken by ambulance to Lincoln Hospital, where he was worked up and released on the same day. He subsequently sought help, as outlined in this report, had physical therapy. Appeared after a period of time, he had three lumbar injections and underwent right shoulder surgery. Postoperatively, he had 6 weeks of physical therapy per his report and was discharged. Appeared. Current symptoms. He reports a sense of tingling in his shoulder, right shoulder. He is not functionally impaired. This tingling sensation is occasional. Period. Paragraph the right correction the lumbar spine. He reports also a sense of tingling, occasionally. Period. This is localized to the lower back and does not radiate to the legs. Period. Paragraph. Physical exam per the intake paperwork. Paragraph impression, right shoulder strain, status post, right shoulder arthroscopy result. Number two, lumbar spine strain result. Paragraph discussion, right shoulder. The right shoulder underwent arthroscopy after a period of physical therapy. Period. He underwent debridement type procedure of the shoulder, debridement of various structures, as outlined in the accident history, as outlined in the review of records. Period. There were no repairs performed. Period. The recovery from debridement procedure of the shoulder is 6 months. Period. He is now beyond that time period. Period. He reports no functional deficit, only occasional tingling sensation in his right shoulder. On examination today, there are no objective findings. Period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the right shoulder injury has resolved. No further treatment is warranted. Period. There's no permanency to this injury. Period. Paragraph. The lumbar spine underwent appropriate treatment with physical therapy and subsequent injections. Period. He does not report any functional deficits. Period. He has occasional tingling pain, limited, localized to the lower spine, a lumbar spine. On examination today, there are no objective findings. Period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the lumbar spine strain has resolved. No further treatment is necessary. Period. There's no permanency to this injury. Period. Paragraph. The right ankle was treated with a non-operative treatment. With physical therapy, he offers no complaints and there are no objective findings relating of correction of the right ankle. Period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the right ankle injury has resolved. Period. Paragraph. The cervical spine. He does not report any subjective complaints or functional deficits. There on an exam today, there's no objective findings. Period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the cervical spine strain has resolved. There's no further need for treatment. There's no permanency to this injury. Period. Transcriptionist, please add to the impression section cervical spine strain resolved and at the very bottom, right ankle sprain resolved. Period. All of these body parts should be in head to toe direction. So C spine first, lumbar spine second, right shoulder, then the right ankle. If you can order it then in that order, that would be ideal. Thank you, and